never pleaded for control. My vision blurred when I dream of you. Love lost and I feel nothing. Carry my curse away. Carry my curse away.
Just last week on Girly So Groovy, I finally found time to include Mavis Staples' new album, Sad and Beautiful World, released just last month in November. Last week, I gave you a full story about how Mavis Staples was my absolute favorite concert for 2025 for the reason that I got to shake Mama Mavis's hand and tell her I love her. And if you want that full story, make sure you go back and listen to last week's episode. Remember, you can always find Girly So Groovy online, 10 weeks worth, in fact, at the website Mixcloud. Simply go to mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. Well, from last week to now, that album is well worth including in any honorable mention list. At 86 years old, national treasure, soul singer, and civil rights icon, Mavis Staples returned this year with her latest album, Sad and Beautiful World, an album of tailored ballads and relevant covers extending from Tom Waits and Leonard Cohen to Kevin Morby, and in this case, which we just heard, Frank Ocean. Yes, that is Mavis Staples taking on Frank Ocean's song Godspeed on the new album. On the backside of that honorable mention set, it is Cold Specs with her album Light for the Midnight, released in April. We heard the track Curse Away. Toronto retro contemporary pop soul singer and songwriter Tanika Charles returned in May with her sixth album, Reasons to Stay. The album is full of what Tanika does best: classic soul, smoldering bass lines, and powerhouse vocals. All of that combines to an honorable mention here on Girly So Groovy.
I've heard all your excuses, but no apologies. And I know that it's useless, but it still bothers me. Into my eyes, your own reflection, it's all that you see, all that you see. Second guessing myself, but I'm sure I love you, but I don't like you anymore. Boarding up my window and locking my door.
Thank you for joining us today.
Power.
The lecture today is on power. The lecture today, lecture today. The lecture today is on. A lot of people say knowledge is power, but it's really what we do with the knowledge that wields the power. The first stage of power is sense of self and self-mastery. Self-discipline, self-harmony, self-love,
self-love.
Watch what you say.
celebrating honorable mention albums for 2025 right now here on Girly So Groovy. Neo soul duo Sargent and Conrad have been frequent flyers here on Girly So Groovy. Yolanda Sargent is the self-proclaimed queen of lo-fi soul, a genre that she and her producer Conrad pioneered after not being able to find an appropriate label that fit their retro-futurist style. Now, when I say frequent flyers here on Girly So Groovy, their music has always been fun to include in the show, but never quite landing the plane into honorable mention or top 10 territory until this year. Their new album, Power, Volume 1, released in June, is a heavy hitter of an album. We heard the opening song, Power, from Sargent and Conrad. On the other side of that honorable mention set, Tanika Charles, Toronto retro contemporary pop soul singer-songwriter. Her album Reasons to Stay was released in May. We heard the song Don't Like You Anymore from Tanika Charles. All right, there's time left for one more set of honorable mention albums, and that would have to be an album that also just was featured on Girly So Groovy for the first time just last week in all of 2025. The continuing one-woman project of Katie Stelmanis, known better as Astra, has built a career on fusing operatic vocals with darkly beautiful electronic pop. Her latest fifth album, Chin Up Buttercup, released in November, is her biggest juxtaposition of an album to date. And here's what I mean. It's a breakup album, but it is also one of her most optimistic albums she has ever made. The two don't often go together, but I guess that means it was a pretty healthy move to break up. So with that, here is Astra as part of honorable mentions for 2025 here on Girly So Groovy. We started the entire 2 hours off when we counted down the top 10 here on Girly So Groovy with Alison Goldfrapp. I talked about how her dance music at times was therapy when you're just beaten down by the news and you just want to dance your cares away. Well, ironically, we wrap up the full 2 hours with the honorable mentions with an album exactly that, Dance Therapy. Aura the Molecule is the vibrant Norwegian avant-pop project for their 2021 debut album, Human Safari, an album that actually made its way into our top 10 list that year. There was a dark and dangerous sexiness to that album. It played like a soundtrack to an underground Berlin club. Well, 4 years later, Aura the Molecule switched moods on their sophomore album, Dance Therapy. Sparky, sensual, disco pop. This time, think Studio 54 at its best. We heard the song Intergalactic Dance from Aura the Molecule. And then, of course, on the other side of that was Astra with her latest album, Chin Up Buttercup, released in November. We heard the opening song, Amnesia. Well, that does it for this year's top 10 list and honorable mentions. Know that next week it is our annual holiday extravaganza, 2 full hours of holiday songs. Of course, stay in touch with the show. We're on Instagram at GSG Radio or Facebook, simply Girly So Groovy. I'm going to leave you with one last honorable mention, Sia Gray. Her self-titled album, Sia, for the past 3 years, Toronto artist Sia Gray has released 3 fearlessly freaky EPs, best described as genre-mashing music. It is with the same wild spirit that Sia Gray approached her debut album. As a singer, bassist, and multi-instrumentalist, Sia Gray delivered a cross-pollinated blend of psychedelic pop and alternative R&B. Here she is with her song, Shell of a Man. Thanks for tuning in.
CJSF is 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the heights of Burnaby Mountain.
This is Bird Note. In the depths of winter, When sub-zero temperatures last for months and most lakes and ponds are frozen over, how do birds stay hydrated? Water derived from food alone is not enough, especially since juicy insects are in short supply this time of the year. Instead of flying long distances and losing precious energy in search of liquid water, birds imbibe the frozen water that's all around them. While cedar waxwings sally to catch snowflakes from midair, plenty of other birds, including the red-breasted nuthatch, white-tailed ptarmigan, pileated woodpecker, and Bohemian waxwing, scoop up fresh, powdery snow from the ground, trees, or rooftops. Black-capped chickadees drink the water dripping from icicles. The northern flicker hammers at the icy top layer of snow and eats the tiny shards of ice that chip off. Eating all that ice comes at a cost. It takes energy to convert ice and snow to water and warm it up to the body temperature of a bird. But it may be worth the calories for, say, a red-breasted nuthatch when the alternative is to break off from the flock in search of liquid water, leaving it exposed to predators such as hawks. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.